Surveying the damage, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in eastern Kentucky, where they visited areas where flash flooding and landslides killed at least 37 people.
We've suffered a consequence of climate change, a significant number of weather catastrophes around the nation.
President Biden has expanded federal disaster assistance to Kentucky, ensuring the federal government will cover the full cost of debris removal and other emergency measures. Flooding remains a threat in the region, with more storms expected through Thursday. Travis McMichael, the white man who fatally shot Ahmaud Arbery after chasing the 25-year-old black man in Georgia, along with his father Greg, who initiated that chase, were sentenced today to life in prison for committing a federal hate crime. Both were sentenced earlier this year to life without parole in a Georgia state court for Arbery's murder. Neighbor William Bryan will be sentenced later today. President Biden is urging final House passage of the Democrat-backed Inflation Reduction Act, which was approved by the split Senate yesterday.
Even though they've dubbed this bill the Inflation Reduction Act, the Congressional Budget Office found that it will have little to no impact on inflation, the biggest issue for voters this year and maybe next year. Democrats say prescription drug costs will fall after Medicare negotiations. They also believe that energy costs will be reduced by rebates and credits. But experts say that money remaining in people's pockets will still be in circulation. It'll have no impact on overall inflation.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The family of Gabby Petito is suing the Moab, Utah Police Department for wrongful death. Petito was killed shortly after Moab police stopped her and her fiancé, Brian Laundry, to investigate a report Laundry had hit Petito, but they didn't make any arrests. Her body was later found in Wyoming, and the FBI says Laundry admitted killing her. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Indiana's new abortion ban is prompting one major company to expand its headquarters outside that state.
Eli Lilly says it's been headquartered in Indianapolis for more than 145 years, but argues Indiana's new trigger law on abortion is going to work against the company's goal of attracting and retaining employees. So they're looking for employment growth elsewhere. Last week, GOP Governor Eric Holcomb signed a law banning abortions at any stage, with exceptions for when the mother's life is at risk and in cases of rape, incest, or fatal fetal abnormalities. Eli Lilly and the White House condemned the move. The pharma company also announced it's going to expand the employee health plan coverage to include travel for reproductive services. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Four people riding in a golf cart were killed, including two juveniles, when a man suspected of driving while intoxicated ran a stop sign with his SUV at an intersection in Galveston, Texas. Police say the SUV driver is charged with four counts of intoxication manslaughter in the weekend crash. Authorities in a remote area of Norway are reporting a polar bear attack.
A French woman in her 40s flown to a hospital, according to authorities who describe her injuries as non-life-threatening. The woman attacked at a campsite across a fjord from the main settlement in the Arctic Svalbard Islands, about 500 miles north of the Norwegian mainland. Shots fired injured the bear, says the chief superintendent, who adds, "Our people on site are considering what to do with it." Visitors who choose to sleep outdoors are warned from authorities to carry firearms. At least five people have been killed by polar bears since the 1970s. The last time it happened was in 2020, when a 38-year-old Dutchman was killed. About 20 to 25,000 polar bears live in the Arctic. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Twitter is acknowledging someone got through a security hole in its system and exposed information for an undetermined number of owners of anonymous accounts. The social media site says a malicious actor executed the breach and made it possible to compromise the identity of those users. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.